Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, June 10th, and ending on Sunday, June 16th, which in the United States, at least, is Father's Day. So we might want to know what's going to happen that day. I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen is that Venus is going to change signs, but that's much later in the day. And she'll move from Gemini to Cancer on Father's Day. And not until, well, it's 11:20 p.m. on the Pacific coast of Sunday, but it will be, of course, 2:20 a.m. on Monday for the Eastern Daylight Time, which is what I always use. So that is one of the major things to look at. We've got a couple of planetary aspects that are also important. We start this Monday, the 10th of June, in the waxing crescent first quarter phase. The moon is in Leo, and it's going to spend all of Monday in a sextile to Mercury in Gemini, and that's until 10:35 p.m., If you want to say something, if you want to write something, if you want to communicate something, this is a wonderful aspect for that. And so take advantage of it if you can. It'll also be really good for entertainment of many kinds. So it's a nice start to this week. And after this, the moon spends some time overnight, particularly for the Eastern time zone, going into the sextile to the Sun in Gemini, which is going to come in exact at 7:58 a.m. on Tuesday morning, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, the Moon is having another really nice aspect to look forward to, which is the sextile to Venus in Gemini until 12:02 p.m., but we do have a red flag out on Tuesday, and this is for the Mars in Taurus square retrograde Pluto in Aquarius. That will take place at 9:21 a.m. This gives the morning not quite as much of a volatility as we'll see in July with the Mars conjunction to Uranus in Taurus, but it is still I would say, you could see some very bullheaded attitudes towards some of the changes that have occurred in the recent time since January with Pluto in Aquarius, as we're going back over, looking at those transformations, those powerful changes, powerful shifts, and the things that are going on now. But we have very different values. Mars is not as strong as Pluto, but Pluto is retrograde and not in a sign that it's comfortable. It's also not comfortable for Mars to be in fixed Earth, but we did talk about that in the last podcast. And there is something about that also on the Astral Essence Facebook page, which is for the actually the day of the shift, which occurred, I think, on the Saturday post. Yes, I believe so. And we get dates and everything, but this was the first of the major aspects that I mentioned, and it has begun to show some of the, you know, really persevering anger or argument that is taking place with Mars in Taurus. Not always. Some of the time he's going to be happy. Are there any planets in Cancer? He'll be very happy because you'll find him eating, I think, having good meals and stuff. But now we move on, and we do get that very pleasant, can be romantic, very charming sextile to Venus at 12:02 p.m. for the moon in Leo, but the moon will now square Uranus and Taurus until 3:16 p.m. So here we have a little bit of the dramatic difference when it's the moon in Leo between our values and what we think we should spend money on and what we think we should do for entertainment and even some possessions and things like that. So it's not a good time for discussions of that nature. And the Leo moon will be void, of course, all the way till 1:39 a.m. So that's kind of a nice time for Leo to sort of do some, you know, calm down, you know, be a little lazy, do some self-care as we get through the rest of Tuesday. And it's 1:39 a.m. on Wednesday morning that the moon enters Virgo and makes a trine to Mars and Taurus at 6:26 a.m. Well, here's another good time for the Mars and Taurus energy, because here's a moon that, you know, if we were only awake, would be more than happy to use the power and steadiness of, you know, and practicality of the Mars in Taurus to help get some things done, some work done. But at any rate, perhaps something will be solved or resolved in the overnight, or point the way to something that would be helpful. And after 6:26 a.m., we do have Mercury in Gemini square Saturn in Pisces at 6:47 a.m. So this is if you're waking up, there may be some bad news or just some news that causes some, you know, feelings of maybe frustration, or if you're the trying to communicate Mercury in Gemini, or the skepticism and concern and worry of the Saturn in Pisces that is part of this. But the moon is, you know, kind of going overboard in Jolly Land with the moon in Virgo square Jupiter in Gemini. And that's at 9:49 a.m. Well, the moon in Virgo knows it can't be as good as it seems, you know. And please, it's a lot of talk, but nothing's getting done. You know, we can think about it forever, but we really should do the cleaning or organizing or whatever. So that's kind of the way it looks. And then, of course, Jupiter and Gemini would love it if Virgo would just expand a little bit to see something different, perhaps. And now the moon will be moving towards the opposition to Saturn in Pisces. So we won't feel it right away. It won't come in until 4:18 p.m. on Thursday. So moon in Virgo, you can get some things done. But it will be the frustration for you again on Thursday, as, you know, there's just no making this Saturn in Pisces feel any more inspired or work any harder or feel any better. So that's a problem, and that's the day all the way to 4:18 p.m. And then the moon in Virgo squares Mercury in Gemini until 11:15 p.m. So this was a day where you're dealing with your other mutable signs, moon in Virgo, and it's just not looking so good. And it is, again, a frustration and perhaps a major disappointment coming in for that time, and also someone who feels that they're being, you know, unjustly criticized. You know, someone is going to feel like they're being victimized by the Virgo energy at that point. So be aware of that. The square to Mercury is 11:51 p.m. That is also, you know, Mercury and Gemini may be talking about lots of different topics, and none of the ones that the moon in Virgo feels would be helpful or, you know, put things in their place. So it's a difficult, if you're working at home, this isn't going to be a fun time. Moon square the sun in Gemini at 1:18 a.m. on Friday, and that brings us to the waxing second quarter phase, which is when we start really wanting to get our act together for our goals for this lunar month, or even just a goal in general. But, of course, the moon square sun is when our inner self is not at the same value system with the desire for communicating the self. You know, we have this perfection energy that we instinctively would like to be identified with, I suppose, but the identifying is a little bit more dualistic and, you know, maybe a little more lighthearted or even glib than a moon in a Virgo would really like to see. Again, we go into the second quarter phase. This is where you see a half moon in the sky. But we do get, and it's unfortunately in the Eastern time zone, most of us won't be up for this, but the moon is moving into a trine, and this is to Uranus and Taurus, 3:50 a.m. here. That is going to be, if you're looking to change some things or find some electronic devices that can be helpful and practical, that's a good time frame for it. So if you're up then, you know, that's okay. Moon in Virgo square, Venus in Gemini, 7:13 a.m. Friday morning. Again, the Virgo moon isn't, you know, very open to just feeling somebody saying things and they sound really nice, but, you know, what are they going to do, actually? Is that something we can count on? And the sun joins Mercury at 12:33 p.m. And here is where the sun being, again, sort of the personality, ego, identity, image, is very fused with the thoughts and communications. So, I am, you know, I think, therefore, I am. That was probably, as I say, someone who had Sun Mercury in Gemini in their birth chart. Yes, that philosopher. I think, therefore, I am. Well, I think, therefore, I'm aware of my mind. Could be a truth. And a lot of thoughts and communicating maybe taking place until that aspect is over. And then Moon in Virgo, last aspect for the transit these days, opposition Neptune in Pisces until 1:54 p.m., which isn't that long, just a little over an hour, but still it's confusing. People are unreliable. Weather is unreliable. Where did I put that, this or that? I can't seem to find the that or whatever. And maybe some rain takes place, or some water issue that isn't helpful. Also, there's more of a tendency for negative connection to toxic or infection things at that time. A little brief. Void, of course, and the moon enters Libra at 2:12 p.m. And now we have a much better time because we do have a trine first to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius until 5:39 p.m. So you can discuss to your heart's content, because people will be wanting to discuss those issues about, you know, the power either to the people and to the new ways, or the dangers of the power of the artificial intelligence in every different which way. So the changes, again, that have happened since January. And discussion is something that Libra loves. So that will be a pleasant time now. The topic changes a bit when the moon in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini until 11:44 p.m., and, you know, best case scenario, expanded consciousness is what's taking place. and understanding the balance and the measure where we're not overdoing and we're not underdoing in situations and circumstances. It's also lighthearted. It's a good time to discuss relationship because these signs are, you know, Gemini is dual nature. And it can be other, you know, partnering kinds of things like that. But also, sort of in the tarot, you see the lovers is kind of the Gemini issue of which choice do I make? And the moon in Libra is a sign that's also got a dual image of the scales, you know, one side is up, one side is down kind of thing. And when do they come to the right measure? So that may be part of the discussion, and it may involve relationship also. 11:44 p.m. Friday until 7:14 p.m. on Sunday, Father's Day, we have the moon in Libra trine the sun in Gemini, and that, of course, is the harmony of the lights. So that whole weekend can be very, as we go into Saturday, like late afternoon, Friday, all day Saturday, and coming in on Sunday, just a beautiful harmony for your visit with your father, whether they're here in person, or whether it's on the phone or Zoom, or whether it's with a father who's departed and you're sending your love and your thoughts to that Father in heaven. This is a lovely thing to see, really. And it even gets so beautiful in some ways that the Venus in Gemini that square Neptune in Pisces until 11:46 p.m. can really be over-idealizing relationships. And also it being very sentimental in the thinking, maybe even a little sad if the people you loved aren't there anymore. But, you know, you may hear things that aren't true when Venus is square Neptune in Pisces, some things you can't rely on. Okay. But after that, the moon in Libra trines Mercury in Gemini, and that's more logical and rational, reasonable. So we'll have from, you know, sort of midnight-ish in the Eastern time zone to about 2:05 a.m. to have a more rational way of communicating about relationship matters. Venus enters Cancer just 15 minutes later, so that will be 2:20 a.m. on Monday the 17th. And the moon is void, of course, and will enter Scorpio on Monday the 17th at 2:38 a.m. and give Venus a trine at 2:40, just 2 minutes later. So it's going to be, you know, the regular roller coaster up and down, but, you know, we do have the opportunity for a really lovely weekend coming up. And then when we go into the Venus in Cancer, you know, I think I may save that for Monday because you really won't be in it yet. And it is basically, you know, the way we see the mothery aspect of love, you know, the supportive, nurturing, protective, caring Venus that's, you know, just coming out of the kitchen with apple pie, you know, that Venus, you know, and the one that's, you know, helping you if you can't get to sleep, you know, rocking the baby or whatever. That's sort of what we see. But there are other things about Venus in Cancer. She's not that willing to let you in. You really have to prove yourself because she's so sensitive. once you're in there, into her heart, you know, she's going to consider you family and really treat you that way. But also very sensitive. And if something happens that she takes personally, even if it's the farthest thing from what actually occurred, she won't know that, and she'll shut down on you just as much as she opened up to you before. It will be a, like, you know, an ice wall that drops. And will it ever thaw? Well, time will tell. So anyway, we'll talk about it again next week, talk about the timing and things like that. But this also next week, let's see, after we get through Father's Day, we do have the also Sun entering Cancer on Thursday, the 20th, at 4:51 p.m. And of course, those of us who follow the Celtic calendar know that this is the celebration time. This is the greatest point of light. The sun stands still for 3 days and on the same part of the horizon and just bestows the brightest light. And we know we're going into, after this, the harvest season. We'll start seeing the crops. Some of the crops are already ready at the solstice. People have already been harvesting berries, even now. But, you know, we're looking for the larger harvests of the foods, like the grains that comes in August. But we are going to be lowering light, so we're coming right to the peak. Yeah, and if you realize that, then you want to make your goals happen and start doing it before the summer solstice. After that, we can sort of release from our harvest. And of course, interestingly, this year, we have the full moon very soon after the solstice point, just a little over a day. That full moon in, it's 1 degree of Capricorn, comes in on the 21st at 9:08 p.m. So that might get its own podcast. I'll have to take a look at the chart and see how I feel. Yes, the Bach Flower class will take place on Sunday, June 23rd. I'm just having an issue with receiving people's emails when they send me the money the way that I've had it. If PayPal usually allows you, there's a box that you can make notes or send a note, and you can say, this is me. And not everybody has their name as their email address, you know, or their same, you know, Gmail or whatever. So I really can't send you the links that you need if I don't have your email address. So if you really want to do the class, I'm trying to think of a way to create an Eventbrite or something where I would get your information. But you can do the sending, just simple send through to my Shelley Antine, Shelley at ShelleyAntine.com address, Shelley Antine website address. And that is good for either PayPal or Zelle. But you would need to email me at Shelley at ShelleyAntine.com and tell me your email address. It's a little complicated, so I won't do that again, I promise. But anyway, that'll be a very interesting topic, something really good to know about. And that's my look at the week and look a little bit of a look ahead. And I wish you the best and a happy Father's Day. And I'll say goodbye for now.